Welcome to this introduction to The Symphony of Us, created and led by Paul O'Donnell in collaboration with six Coventry residents and the Swan Orchestra conducted by Daniel Farden. The Symphony of Us will be performed at Coventry Cathedral on Friday the 4th and Saturday the 5th of February 2022. The performances will begin at 7:30 p.m. with an additional 3 p.m. matinee on Saturday. The Touch Tour is at 6 p.m. for evening shows and 1:30 p.m. for the matinee. The show is 90 minutes long with no interval. If you have any questions prior to arrival, please email Lisa Franklin at symphonyofusaccess@gmail.com. The following introduction will take approximately 9 minutes to listen to. The Symphony of Us is a concert of stories. Supported by a 31-piece orchestra, 7 performers share glimpses of their lives with us as Coventry residents and citizens of the world. Set against the backdrop of the cathedral's west window, with its transparent etchings of saints and angels, the performance takes place on a square platform approximately 2 feet high. The performers, along with a British Sign Language interpreter, sit on straight-back chairs in an arc in front of us, with the 31 musicians in rows of a semicircle behind them. Like the musicians, each performer has a music stand in front of their seat which holds the script in a black folder, from which they read throughout the show. 2 additional stands are set closer to the edge, one off-center to the left and the other off-center to the right. Speaking in turns, the performers step forward to either of these closer stands when it's their time to share. When they're not speaking, the performers are seated, listening attentively to their fellow performers or the orchestra. At times, the performers will all rise from their seats to speak in quick succession as their stories weave together. The script is collated and written by Paul O'Donnell, crafted from the personal narratives and conversations with the 6 other performers, along with his own. As the performance begins, only the musicians are in place. Paul O'Donnell is the first performer to arrive, accompanied by British Sign Language interpreter Andrea Daly. Paul acts as the host of the evening, taking up the central position in the arc of speakers. He is a seasoned creative producer and performer, at ease in front of an audience. Paul presents as a white man in his 30s. He is average height, slim, with a round face and balding head of dark brown hair. He has long dark eyebrows and brown eyes, a long nose, thin lips, and a close-shaved goatee beard. Each performer is dressed in their own clothes. These outfits may vary slightly with each performance, but the overall style is smart and elegant. Their voices are amplified by small headset microphones. Paul wears a sky blue jacket over a patterned shirt, brown chino trousers, and blue shoes. He holds his hands in front of his chest when he speaks, occasionally punctuating his narrative with a flick of a wrist, air quotes, and other emphatic gestures. Andrea is the BSL interpreter. She is placed next to Paul in the center of the arc and moves closer to each performer when they stand to speak. Andrea presents as a white woman in her mid-30s. She has mid-length ginger hair. Andrea is slender with a long face framed by glasses and 9 piercings in each ear. She wears a simple black dress with a scoop neck and flared skirt that stops above her knees. Her legs are bare and she wears black and white heels. Andrea is lively and animated when she signs, reflecting the speaker's tone. One by one, Paul invites each performer to join him and take their seat in the arc of chairs either side of him. On the far left of the arc is Moz Baker. Moz presents as a man in his late 50s. He is average height with rosy white skin. Moz has a round head with short salt and pepper hair neatly buzzed and combed over with a side parting. He has bushy eyebrows and brown eyes. Moz is clean-shaven and has a broad, bright smile which reveals a gap between his 2 front teeth. Moz has a slim build, but a round, protruding belly, slightly stooped shoulders, and a tendency to reach his neck forward. Moz wears a dark suit over a patterned shirt and dress shoes. To the left of Moz sits Noor Aziz. Noor presents as a woman in her 60s. Noor is short, with dark olive skin and brown eyes that sparkle behind dark-rimmed glasses. She wears an off-white headscarf which emphasizes her round face and covers her neck. She has a flat nose and a soft smile. Matching her headscarf, Nora wears an off-white long-sleeved, floor-length dress with sequins. Only her face and hands are bare. Nora's movements are grounded and gentle. Lynette Colston sits on the other side of Nora. Lynette presents as a woman in her 70s, although she is 87. Like Nora, Lynette is fairly short and stocky. Her skin is light brown with dark freckles. Lynette's hair is like ginger, cut in a shoulder-length bob with a side parting and pulled into a loose ponytail. Her dark eyes twinkle behind her large glasses. She has a button nose with a wide base, and always seems to be smiling. Lynette wears a matching necklace and dangling earrings, accessorizing her elegant outfit. A floral-patterned button-down velour top, with matching floor-length skirt in black and earth tones over bronze-coloured loafers. Lynette stands strong and relaxed with the smallest of shuffles when she walks. Next to Lynette is a seat for Andrea, the BSL interpreter, although Andrea is on her feet for most of the performance, signing every spoken word. Continuing towards the right is Paul, as mentioned earlier, holding the central position, and to his left is Sam. Sam Collinge presents as a woman in her late 40s. She is tall and svelte, with peachy white skin and straight shoulder-length light blonde hair that frames her oval-shaped face. Sam has thin dark eyebrows and brown eyes, a small thin nose and plump lips. Sam wears tailored black suit trousers, with matching jacket, over a black satin shirt with sequin details. Sam has reading glasses that she pushes up onto her head when she doesn't need them. She stands with her feet close together and her movements are quite reserved. To Sam's left is Rose Navarb. Rose presents as a woman in her early 20s. She is petite and curvy, the same height as Lynette and Noor. Rose's skin is white in contrast to her long, thick black hair. She has a round face with strong features. Her fringe hovers over thick black eyebrows and big brown eyes with long lashes. Smile lines sculpt her nose and frame her full lips, which she accentuates with dark red lipstick. Rose wears a short cherry red dress with long sleeves and plunging V-neck. The dress stops above her bare knees and contrasts with knee-high black suede high-heel boots. Rose is quite striking and stands with confidence in a grounded stance. Beside Rose and making up the far left point of the arc is Duncan Brightside. Duncan presents as a man in his 40s. His skin is pale white. Duncan is average height and skinny. His short dark brown hair is turning grey and balding on top. He has a long face with a large forehead and small round eyes. Like most of the performers, he also wears glasses. He has sideburns but is otherwise clean-shaven. Duncan wears a bright teal three-piece suit with matching bow tie and sparkling blue brogues. He is a smiley, energetic person with slightly wonky front teeth and a spring in his step. The orchestra are all wearing black dress shirts and trousers or black dresses. The performers and musicians all present as non-disabled and neurotypical. The full production credits are as follows. Symphony of Us is an original idea by Paul O'Donnell. Created in collaboration with Noor Aziz, Moz Baker, Duncan Brightside, Lynette Colston, Sam Collinge, Daniel Farden, Rose Navab, and Tessa Walker. The writer and producer is Paul O'Donnell. Original composition and conductor, Daniel Farden. Director and dramaturg, Tessa Walker. Producer support, Sarah Jane Watkinson. Access producer, Lisa Franklin. Production manager, Thomas Langford. Sound designer, Drew Coleman. Lighting designer, Arnim Fries. Participation advice, François Matarasso. Disability and access consultant, Dan Edge. BSL interpreter, Andrea Daly. Difference engine operator, Connor Alexander. This audio introduction is written and voiced by Sophia Knox-Miller. Symphony of Us was created in partnership with the Swan Orchestra and Coventry Cathedral and is supported by Coventry City of Culture, Arts Council England and Heart of England Community Foundation.